Alrighty, welcome everybody to the Lee Chandler Commercial Finance Podcast. My name is Parth Shah, an analyst for the investment team. Today I'm joined by my colleagues Marcus Baker, Brett McIntosh, Quinn Tran, and Rebecca Huang. Please enter your questions in the chat box and hold additional questions to the end. Today we'll be talking about the impact of the concept of federal funds rate and what it means for the economy. In today's news, the FOMC, Federal Open Markets Committee, is projecting a 3.7% decline in US GDP in 2020, but a return to 4% growth in 2021 and a 3.0% growth in 2022. So now we'll begin with the podcast about the federal funds rate and its effect. Our first speaker will be myself, and I'll be talking about the federal funds rate is in general terms. So the federal funds rate is the target interest rate set by the FOMC at which commercial banks borrow and lend their excess reserves to each other overnight. So basically, it's the rate at which other banks borrow money from each other, overnight. The federal funds rate is also determined by a meeting of the members of the Federal Open Market Committee, which normally occurs 8 times a year, about 7 weeks apart. The committee may also hold additional meetings and implement target rate changes outside of the normal schedule. So again, the federal funds rate, which is the main concept of this podcast, is the rate at which other banks lend money to each other. So now I'll be handing it over to Marcus, who will be talking about how the banks, like the process itself, lend to each other.
Thank you, Parth. First off, the Federal Reserve requires that each bank have a reserve account that is equal to, I believe, 3% of that day's outstanding debts for the bank, averaged on a weekly basis. If a bank has more money in their account than they actually need to stay over their minimum, they can loan that money to other banks that are in need of the extra capital to cover their shortfalls. If they don't cover the shortfalls, they will be penalized by the Federal Reserve regulatory system. The discount rate is often confused for the federal funds rate. The discount rate is the rate at which the Federal Reserve Bank charges other banks for loans that it makes to them. It is pretty much always higher than the federal funds rate to encourage banks to borrow from each other, but to leave the Federal Reserve itself as a viable alternative, as a just last resort. Say they don't want you to borrow from them, but it's there if nobody else will give you the money. That's all.
Alrighty. Thank you, Marcus. Now Rebecca will be talking about the open markets operations and how the federal funds rate affects economic activity.
Thank you, Parth. So the Federal Open Market Committee controls the federal funds rate through open market operations, where they can change the amount of reserves available in the funds market. And they do this by buying and selling government securities from banks and changing the discount rate, which both impacts the interest rates at which the banks lend to people. Now, with the federal funds rate target being so low, we can predict that the Federal Reserve will be buying more bonds and securities in the future and lowering the discount rate, which will put more money into the banks, who can then lend them out for lower rates. And overall, this will cause the growth of economic activity due to the increase of borrowing, but it may also increase inflation as well now that there is more money in circulation. So setting the federal funds rate so low is a good decision made by the Federal Reserve overall, because having more money in circulation will boost the economic activity, which could definitely help us navigate economic conditions during the pandemic.
Great, Rebecca. Now Bray will talk about how the federal funds rate affects other loan rates in the market.
Thanks, Parth. So because the Fed funds target rate is the one which banks and other lenders charge each other, it becomes the primary determining factor in what prime rate each lender sets. The prime rate serves as the rate which a bank will offer only to its most creditworthy customers, who the bank perceives to be an extremely safe investment. Because the prime rate is essentially the minimum rate a lender is willing to offer, it tends to become the benchmark for all the rates they charge in their offerings. Due to the connection between the Fed's target rate and the individual prime rates of each lender, it has been shown that whenever the target rate goes up or down, there is a corresponding change within the rates that lenders charge on all their loans. The effect of the target rate extends beyond, say, just mortgages, for example, to include many rates which affect people's daily lives, including auto loans, credit cards, and home equity lines of credit. In addition, the target rate also serves as a benchmark for the interest rate earnings on savings and short-term money market accounts.
Thank you for the insight. And now to focus more on mortgage rates in the market, Quinn, take it away.
Hi, thank you, Parth. So as Bray already said that as rates lowers, then you can get better price loan. So vice versa, when rates rise, getting a mortgage loan could come with a bigger price tag. However, the way that interest rates affect home prices may surprise you. Like when interest rates are low, that makes mortgages more affordable on a monthly basis, and that could drive home price up. In other words, low interest rates could cause home sellers to increase their prices because demand goes up. The opposite is also true when higher interest rates makes mortgages less affordable on a monthly basis. They can depress home price growth. That means rising interest rates could cause home sellers to drop their prices to attract buyers.
Well said, Quinn. Now, last but not least, Lap will talk about how the federal funds rate affects the stock market.
Thank you, Parth. So as my fellow colleagues have mentioned, the Fed funds rate is currently at 0.09%. Historically, the rate averages at 5%. As you may be aware of, this has significant implications on the stock market. When interest rates decline, more people are willing to borrow and spend money on the stock market. Corporations are able to purchase equipment at lower cost of borrowing, which increases productivity and may provide for a better balance sheet at year's end. Because there is a greater demand for various stocks, the stock price tends to increase following the announcement of interest rate changes. In turn, this leads to greater profits in a robust economy. Although this may be true for many of the companies listed on the stock exchange, there are some companies that benefit from an increase in interest rates. This includes banks who profit from higher interest rates.
Thank you, Lab, and all other members of our team in detailing the federal funds rate and its effect on various sectors of the economy. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We thoroughly hope you enjoyed it. Please visit investment@lee-chandlerenterprises.com for any comments, questions, or suggestions. Also visit our Lee Chandler website for additional insights, articles, and takeaways. On behalf of our investment team, we thank you for your attention.